And grapes he would stay, he would stay, store there. Rashi says, "Igarnav minei atzli begavei lamatzne." It's ain derek anovim latzni ayayim b'makim shengarvu mishom. Well, mishum the misyara shem yimtzu derek anovim. Maybe people will find you. But if you're only hiding the grapes itself, then we have to be afraid maybe somebody would hide it. Like, we're afraid now somebody stole this wine, and you found the stolen barrel. Said, so why do we say it's mutter? True, it doesn't come from this kerem of Orlam, but it came from Ruba the Alma, and right of the world is not from Ninu. It is sub of a Yain Nesach. The Yeshlaim Matoy says that the Mursan of Avodizara, that the Roiv Ganva Yisrael. Most Ganovim in the world are Yisraelim. Therefore, if you find a stolen barrel of wine, you have a right to drink it. You have a right to say, most probably a Jew stole it, and it's still kosher. The base, maybe they don't get caught, they're going to get caught, the Jews don't get caught. No. Yeah. But, Hanu Zika de Chamra, there were these flasks, Rashi Noidos, flasks of wine, the Ishtakhon Beikufoi, that we found it, Beikufoi, the Tumunim, Beikufanim Shebekerim, Visha Yisrael. A Jew woke up one morning and found in the middle of his vineyard, he found Noidos, a flask full of wine. Shanu Rava, Rava said it's okay. Lema lechur, let's say leisav lo le mechanina. It's not whole like Rabbi Chanina. Shrashi le lechacha roiv elo achra korav v'kan yisrael mitzuyim yosim nachrim lezina basruba the yama. Because otherwise, if you do not know where this flask came from, which you have to say the flask came from roiv of the world and roiv of the world are ganovim, are nachrim. So how come you said it's muta? Sechur, because we do not hold like Rabbi Chanina. But when you have a roiv in a korav, you go bas a korav. Tomorrow says no. Shani hasamir is different. I'll tell you, the roiv. Rashi says, most people that spill out wine, Rashi says, most people that are in this business, that they're pouring out wine from the barrel into the flask, to sell to people on the roads, are Jews. So that's why we were moderate. We're talking about such a city like, that most of the people that do this type of a job, that pour the wine off from the barrel into the flasks, they're Yisraelim. And when do we say this? Baravri, only if it's big flasks. So Rashi says Baravri means the lek lemeches l'ruba diyalma lemeima miyarv with rachem nafal, that we do not say it came from rove of the world, stamp people that are passing by. Avozutra, because a big flask, that's not the flasks that people carry around. That's only ones that are sold here in the marketplace that comes from the Jews. Avozutra, but if you find a small flask, eima miyarv with rachem nafal. Then we'll say maybe it came from people that travel down the roads that come from the rest of the world. Then we have to be afraid. Maybe a guy left it there. Now, v'ika ravri badayu, let's say there is a big flask there. Even though you have some small flasks, then it'll be mutter also. Because eima liavrure heve manchi. That the main thing is the big flasks here that came from the Jews. The reason why there's some small flasks there is, because Rashi says when you weigh it off, sometimes there's more weight on one side, you have to put some small flasks on the other side to measure it out. So therefore, the main thing here is the big flask. And that mistama came from a Jew. Therefore, it's muta. Even though there are some small flasks there, the small flasks, they were only put there, lahach bin hamasli, just to keep the scale even. Now the Mishnah says, but the ma'isa before, we passed on Reb Chanina. We hold, when there's a shayla of roiv and a korov, to go bust the roiv and go bust the korov, we take a go bust the roiv. Now the Mishnah says, Marchikin Esilon Minoir Eskrim V'chomish Amo. Somebody has property, he wants to plant a tree there. If it's near the outskirts of the city, he has to move away 25 Amos. Rashi says, Marchikin Esilon Minoir V'gorforish Mishum Noyir, because the outskirts of the city has to be nice. So you're not allowed to go and put trees there. Lefisha Noyir Kishyesh Marchiv Ponilifanel. It's a nice city if right the outskirts of the city are open. We don't want to have trees planted there. That's why you have to move away your tree 25 amas. Not like we had a lacha before about a boar that maybe you ruined somebody's boar, but stand here outside the city, the first 25 amas outside the city has to be kept clean, open. That's a lacha by regular tree. What about the charuva v'shikma? Let's say you want to grow a charuva boxer tree. A boxer tree of a shikma, this type of a tree, Rashi says, Anfeyim Rabim, they have a lot of branches. Chamishamama, then you have to move outside the city 50 yamas. The first 50 yamas you have to be blank from these type of trees. Abishurl says, Kol Ilon Sarak. Any Ilon. Sarak means a bare tree that doesn't give off fruits. Rashi says, Ganayulir, it's not nice to have these type of trees outside the city. This time, if you have a nice tree that grows, gives off fruits, okay? But an Ilon Sarak that doesn't look nice, that's a bare, barren tree, Chamishamamo. Even though it's not so big as a cherub and a shikma, just a regular tree, still you have to keep it 50 yamas outside the city. Because here it does not look nice to have such a barren tree within the first 50 yamas outside the city. Now, imu'ir koidemis, let's say the city was there first, and then somebody planted a tree, biyiso, so koitzeitz, we have a right to make that person cut down the tree, and vi'einoi nois and domen, we do not have to pay him the money. Like, since he planted it, biyiso, he had no right to plant it, therefore we have a right to tell him to chop it down, and we don't give him money. What about the Imilon Kaidim? Let's say first a man planted up a tree, and then later on first they made a yishuv, first they made a city there. So then the local is taka kaitzeit. Still, now that we have a yishuv, a city there, we have a right to tell that person to knock down this tree. But the nisein damim, we have to pay him. But she says, mi shir shalai, whoever owns the city. If somebody owns the city, the person that owns this city, he has to pay that man to knock down the tree, because he was there first. True, now that you have the city there, it's not nice for your treaty. It's not nice for your city. So that gives you a right to be markakim, but I call upon him money, you have to pay him. What's going to be sofag zekodim, the sofag zekodim? We do not know who was here first. Was the city here first and then the tree? Or was the tree here first and then the city? Each one says he was here first. The lachar is then kaitse. That's for sure. We have a right to make you remove your tree. Because no matter who was there first, still you have to remove it. Now it's only a shalad, does the owner of the city have to pay you? And that we say no, ha'maisim mechaveru all of araya, and therefore v'yein anaisim domin, you do not have to pay him the money, because it's a suffix who was there first. Therefore you can't force him, we can't force the b'nai'ir to pay him. Mar says, now my time, what's the reason why the Reish Mishnah says, ma'achikin es ilim an'ir esim v'chamishama, why do you have to put your tree 24 amas away? Amar Ula Mishum Noyir. Stan, we want the city to look nice. The outskirts of the city should look nice. So Mers Kashiva Tapeglay, it's more than that. It should be an Iker Halacha. Tapeglay from the din of the Ein Oisin Soda Migrosh. Voloi Migra Soda. That the outskirts of the city, you're not going to change it around. There's such a halacha like that. You have to leave it blank. Rashi says, Mishne Beperek Achron Shal Erchin. To Mishne, the end of Erchin. O Migrosh, what's the Migrosh? Elef Amo. Who? It's 1,000 amas outside the city. Any the first 1,000 amas outside the city, you're not allowed to make it into a soda. That's the law of every city. You can't do anything. With the first 1,000 amas outside the city, you have to leave it blank. You can't plant there and you can't even make trees there. That's the Avimina. So why does the Mishnah only say 25 amas? And also you're saying only Mishnah Noi to make it look nice. Tapeglates Mikra Din. The first 1,000 amas outside the city has to be Mikrash, has to be open. So Mura says, Lasrika, the Chiddush of our Mishnah is the Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer, what the Yom that he says, Oisin Sodom, Mikrash or Mikrash Sodom, he says, no, you are allowed to change it around. Rashi says, the Polakos of Yomar, the Ned of Amamurim, when does the terrorist say such halacha? That you have to leave it blank, that's only the Orei Halavim, only by the special city that belongs to the Levim. Alba Biora Yisrael, but a regular city that belongs to Yisrael, here he holds no, you're allowed to change it around. You could make the Migrash into a soda. Therefore, Mikra, then you're allowed to plant within the, right outside the city. It's only a new aloha, midirabonin, mishim no yo'ir, in order to make the city look nice, the people in the city have a right to stop you from planting a tree outside in the first 25 amas. Therefore, according to Rav Leza, that he says you could change around and make a Migrash, the outskirts into a field, Hocha mishim noyir loyavdinan. Here mishim noyir not allowed to. Now the Gemara says now ula rabbanan nami, even according to the rabbanan, the army that they say not only or levim but they own any city is ein oisin soda migrash vula migras soda. You're not allowed to change over the migrash into a soda, the outskirts of the city. You have to leave blank. But I'll tell you, hani mili, when is that said? You have to leave the outskirts blank. That's only zroyim. That's only to plant their vegetables. Zroyim is not nice to plant there. But some to make trees, that looks nice, that you're allowed to within 1,000 amas outside the city. That you're allowed to. But here, because the city should look nice, there's a new din mid rabbonin that in the first 25 amas outside the city, you have to make it look extra nice, and you have to leave it blank. Yevokim mishum no yir loy. Now, how do I know to say this? Tishani dein zroyim lilonis. How do I know to say there's a difference between zroyim and between trees, between some planting vegetables or planting trees? Titani will learn like this. Karfeif yoisa mibesa sayim. You have a karfeif, which is an open area of field, which is more than a base of sayim. Rashi says, yoisa mibesa sayim, shuk of ladira. That if they have gates around it, means people live inside it. So a karfeif is a big shetach, a big space of land, which is bigger than a base of sayim. Shuk of ladira, that you set aside now to live inside it, people live in, you start living inside it. Shuk of ladira. Now, Nizra Rubai, let's say most of it was planted. You have Zeroyim planted there. Hareyu Kagina, it has look like Kagina, the Osir. Nita Rubai, let's say most of it had trees there, then Hareyu Kachotza has look like a Chotza or Mutta, then it's Mutta. What does it mean? Rashi like this. Rashi says, Sosayim, two saws, who shear Chotza Mishkan? That's the shear the Chotza of the Mishkan, for Nasnu Chachamim shear Lachol Hekav. That's the shear of a piece of property that the Hilchol Hekev, Shlehuk of Lode B'Toychoim, that was not set aside to live there, like an open park. Or Lishtamish Min Abayis B'Toychon, but going Kaka Shem Abiko, that if you have a Kaka Shem a park, or an open ground, in the Bik in the valley, not that you're going to live, you're going to use to live there. So then the Lachar is that if it has Mechitzis around it, if it's not more than a base of Sayim, it has a Lach like Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, that you're allowed to carry around there. But if it's bigger than a base of Sayim, you're not allowed to carry inside it. In a park, if the park is more than a base of Sayim, even though it has walls around it, you're not allowed to carry inside it on Shabbos. Aval amuk of ladira, but let's say the walls are put around it, and you plan to live inside it, then afilo base asarakurin, even though it's very wide, the shetach of the land. But as long as you plan to live inside it, metaltlim boy, then again, we're talking about if it has walls around it. There are four walls around it. So it's only a question with the Rabbanan though. If it's more than a base of Sayim, it looks like Rishus Rabbim, the Rabbanan said not to carry there. But if it's Hukuf Ladira, if the purpose there is to live inside it, then you're allowed to be Metalkal. Well, come off, it says over here now, Yoisim a base of Sayim. Let's say this ground, the property here, was more than a base of Sayim. Shukuf Ladirahu, Mutla Tatla Vakulai. Then the locker is, since the sukkah, you plan to live inside it, you're allowed to be metalkal on the whole thing, you're allowed to walk around now on Shabbos carrying things inside it, it's a pure reshus hayochid. Alright, turn over. So now it says, Nidra Rubai, Rashi says, what's going to be if you planted vegetables in most of this property? Botlo has royim shem diru menu. That since you planted vegetables now, that takes away the shem dira. People don't live there. Therefore, the hareyu kagina is called a kagina. If so, shem had kefal adira. It wasn't set aside to live there. Hoyu v'yoysim v'beis asayimu a metaltlim v'yoyd. Since this property, this big park now, is more than a beis asayim, so now even though it has walls around it, you're not allowed to carry in there on Shabbos. Even though l'chadchil you put up those walls, I'm not to live there, but once you planted Zeroyim there, that's a svarim, on the property that you plant Zeroyim, you don't live there. So since Rav of it was used to plant Zeroyim, that takes away the Shem Dira. Avol nitarub, let's say you planted trees there, any lones mevatlan teres irosvay mimenu. The fact of a tree there, that doesn't stop you from living there. V'rei kachotzesh, tovnei abatim. And that is still called hukav adira. So you see, trees, the difference between planting trees and planting Zeroyim. That Zeroyim stops the living there. Therefore, outside the city, of Thousand Amos, you're not supposed to plant Zeroyim there. Mashenkin trees does not bother the living there. Trees you're allowed to. But then the Mishnah says, V'yemir koidma, let's say the city was first, then the locher is koitzes. Then you have a right to tell him to chop down the tree, and V'yemir koidma, you don't pay him. Because he built the tree, he put the tree v'yissa. So the Gemara Mishnah, Gabi Bodiktoni, koitzes, v'noisein damim. Well, my shnach of the Tony Kaitzes, Vienna nice and dumb. This is a Mishnah later, we'll soon see, about a boar. There we say, you're not going to, we do have to pay him. Omer Avkano, Kidra, the way Shutfe, Lechemim, Lechemim, Kareira. I'll tell you, a pot that you have two cooks is not hot and not cold, it's not good. In other words, yeah, the swear is like this. Oh, my kushya. Dilma shani yezek of the rabbi, yezek of the yochid. There's a big difference between a hezek of a rabbi and a hezek of a yochid. Now, what's your question? Over here, the tree is being mazik, the city. That's the hezek the rabbi. Here, we take it away and we don't pay you. But before, by the bor, it's only a private damage. There, it's not so bad. Therefore, we tell you to take it away. We have to pay you for it. So that's not a question altogether. Ella rather, it's like the Eliyat mother of Kana. Rav Kana had answered, there's no question. His answer, that when you have shutfim, two people taking care of it, they don't do a job, we'll still see what that means. He said it on this. Aseif itma. That what in Me'ilu and Kerdim, if the tree was there first, then Kerdim. Still, we tell you to knock down the tree. For nice and dumb, we have to pay you. So the question is, Velaimu, let him say, have liberation to me. No, first pay me the money, and then I'll knock down the tree. Behold the rikuts. The reason why we don't tell them to first pay is because who has to pay the money? There's not one person, it's from the rabbim. When you go to collect money from shut from two people, you don't get so far. You don't, because it's like when his mushel is by two cooks, don't do a job. Each one relies on the other one. Each one says he'll do the cooking, he'll do the other cooking. So neither of them do a good job. Here also, if you have to collect the money from a few people, each one will say, let the other one pay. So we're not going to get the money so fast. Therefore, rather, first we tell him, cut down the tree. And then we'll worry about getting him the money. Then we have to chop down the tree, but we don't have to pay him. There we say, we don't have to knock down the bor. Over there, it's not for sure to be knocked down altogether. Therefore, we don't tell him to knock down the bor. But here for sure it has to be knocked down anyway, this tree. Therefore, I stop the goes to tell him to knock down the tree. I asked a question about paying him. I asked the rabbi a shakal. Go bring me a proof and then we'll pay you. For sure, eventually be cut down. Rashi before, Hosam Gabi Bor, Tavadai Shililon, Invade Kodam, Lav Lamekas Koi, Kutoni, and Milu Kodam Laikot. Over there, if the tree was there first, we have to cut it down altogether. But Hoka Tavadai Namu Lamekas Koi, Elishanetadam. Here, that if your tree is only mazik a private bor, if your tree was there first, we don't tell you to cut it down altogether. So therefore, Minas Sofik also, we don't tell you to cut it down. But over here, even if the tree was first, and the city came later, still the din is we tell you to cut down the tree. It's only a question, then we'll pay you the money. So therefore, no matter who was first, the tree has to be cut down. Therefore, him, Minas Sofik, we tell you to cut down the tree. Then when it comes to pay the money, that's the clause of Moisim Chavari all over Raya. Then the Mishnah says, "Machikin esa gurin tavua minir chamishamama." If you have a silon that you're storing away, your gurin, your tavua, you have to store it away 50 yamas outside the city. Layas adam gurin kavua b'terch shalai. If you want to make a gurin kavua, your own silon and your own property, elim ken yesh chamishamama charuach. You have to make sure that all around the silon there's still 50 yamas property. Or Muslims say, "Why you machikin min tiyaisa shechaderoi?" You have to move away from the tiyas, from the growings of your friend. Or Meniroi, and from the property of his property that was already plowed out, in order that your tfua should not be mazikim.
Which is mashm even less than 50 yamis. So that's the Gemara's question. Maishin or Reish Akim, and the Reish it says, you have to move away 50 yamis. Or Maishin or Sefer, the Sefer doesn't say 50 yamis. Sefer just says, Bechdeshla Yazik, which is mashma less of a shear. So this the Gemara answers, Omer Abaya, Sefer also on Lagur and Shani Kabua. The safest song that your gurin, your silon is not a kavu, it's not permanent. So then you don't have to move away 50 yamas, then it's enough even less. The heichi dami gurin sheni kavua. What's called the gurin that's not kavua? Om Rav Yosi Rav Chanino, kol shena zoira bereches. If you do not have to pick up your wheat, like to winnow it out, you do not have to use a reches, you do not have to use a pitchfork, you could just pick it up with your hands, that's called not a kavu, that doesn't have so much, so there the mites. There the shaft that flies off it from the wind does not go so far. So here it's enough in the sefer to have less. You don't need 50 yamas. But in the Reish is talking about Ger and Kavua, there the mites, the shaft goes far, there you need 50 yamas. Ravashi Yomar, my tam komalat. There's no steer in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is explaining itself. Like, my tam machikin Ger and Kavua minir chamishamama. Like, what's the reason of the Reish? How come if you have a Ger and Kavua, a permanent silon where you store your wheat, or you manufacture your wheat, how come you have to move it away 50 yamas from the city? Kedesh lo yazik. That's what the Sefer explains, in order that you should not do damage. Because your mites, your shaft, should not go into the city to damage it. Therefore, there's no stira. Both the Rashi and the Sefer Taka mean 50 yamis. Mates, we have a kasha. It says, Marchik and Gerven Kavuam in the ear, Chamisha Mama. You have to put away your Gerven Kavuam 50 yamis from the city. Ukishem Shamachikim in the ear, Chamisha Mama. The same way you go away 50 yamis from the city, Kach Marchikim in Luyov, Umikshuyov. Same thing, you have to move away from somebody else's pumpkin to somebody else's cucumbers, Umnati Yosef, from his young trees that are growing, Uminira Shechaveroi. And if your friend has a field that was just plowed, you have to move away Chamisha Mama. Kedesh la Yazik, no, that should not do damage. So Bishleim the Rabashi Nicha. It's very good according to Rashi. The Rabashi is very good. Like it says clearly, Shla Yazik, and explains 50 Yamas. So you see, the pshat from the missionary is like Rabashi said, my time comer. Elo la Abaye Kasha, but according to Abaye Takasha. The Rabbi shows when it says Shla Yazik, that's less of a shear than 50 Yamas. And there it says 50 Yamas, and it means Shla Yazik. According to him, according to Ravashi, it's Taka Kasha. Hadigmar says, Bishleima mimikshu oisov, mikshuav, umid luyov. You have to stay away from somebody else's cucumbers or pumpkins. The yozal afko, because your shaft will go, the osa belibe. In other words, the shaft goes, belibe into the whatever's growing there, or matsuyale, and it dries it up. Adesai says, Oroch says, Pir sarif, umiyavish, lechluchis. It dries up the wetness of it. So therefore, it's going to ruin his growing. It's going to ruin his pumpkins, the cucumbers. That's why you have to move away your silo, your threshing floor, where you're going to thresh your wheat. Ela minira yamai. But if your friend only has a field that was plowed, it's not growing anything. Amai, what kind of damage could your sheaf do to it? Omerababa bazavdo vitei merababa bazutro mifnei shoiso isaglau. Because it makes like it manures the field too much. In other words, the shaft also goes into the field and also fertilizes it. So Rashi says, the surface is royim shenizra boy. And then later when you plant, this royim will just get burnt up in it. So you may over-fertilize it. That's why it does damage to the field. Therefore, also you have to move away your threshing from somebody else's field that was plowed 50 yamis. All right, we'll stop here. You hold